So security or defense, the defense of something, can be measured in two ways or kind of compared to two things. Either the force of the enemy, whoever is attacking, or the value of what it's protecting. The value of what it's protecting. In the antiquity, this meant a lot more. We don't live in cities that have big ramparts and castles protecting it all the time. But in antiquity, where the church was born, this meant everything. A city had to protect from enemies who wanted to attack, who wanted to take over, who wanted to steal. But a city built its walls, built its protection, because of the value that city had in the heart of its leader, in the heart of its ruler. So protection can be measured either by the fierceness of the enemy or by the value of what is being protected. The early church recognized this and brought it into our faith. The earliest hymn we have honoring our Blessed Mother begins, "Sub tuum praesidium confugimus," which means, "We fly under your protection, O Holy Mother of God." Either we fly to you so that you can wrap us in your protection, or as we go out, you are with us, guiding us too. As we begin the month of May, the month of Mary, I kind of recall back at times trying to get back to my faith and having people put Mary right in front of me and feeling so like different, so other, so unworthy to approach her, because she is the Immaculate Conception. She is put in front of us in these beautiful ways. She has appeared, and everybody who talks about her says just how glorious she is. So for a young Christian who's struggling, who's battling, sometimes to look at her is to think, oh, like I shouldn't get near her. But nothing could be further from the truth. This month of May, when we honor her, we are first honoring her because of the fierce defense she is against our ancient foe, the ancient serpent, the one who hates God and wants to destroy us along with him. She has been given to us as a protector. From the cross, Jesus looked at us and said, "Behold your mother." And the way the church understood that as it was growing, they began to call her that presidium. They even have images of her with her mantle wrapped around children as if walls wrapped around a city. The fierceness of the enemy can show us the measure of our protection. And our protection is beautiful. The scriptures say that she will strike at his head because she is more powerful than him by the gift of God. But that's only one of the measures of our Blessed Mother as protector. What was the other? It's the value of what she's protecting in the eye of the ruler, of the leader. What does that say about us? What does that say about us? If she is the gift of God given to us to protect us, if she is the one who, from the beginning of her creation, was set aside by a special grace, the Immaculate Conception, the Mother of God, and then from the cross she's given to all of us, what does that say about us in the eyes of the Father? In the heart of God, what does that say about us? We are worth defending to him. We are worth protecting. We are worth building up the greatest protection ever. As we honor Mary, we're not honoring her because she's so distant and far from us and we could never hope to get there. We're not in her throne room as she is the queen sitting on a throne, just walking in and just groveling at her feet. Every time we honor her, we're in some way embracing the dignity and the value that we have in the Father's heart, that we have in God, because he gave her to us to protect us because we're worth it to him. Alongside today's May crowning, we're also celebrating the Mass of St. Joseph the Worker. Another title of him is Terror of Demons. So now looking at the defense that we have from God and Mary, he gave her a gift too. He gave her a companion, Joseph. And God strengthened him, gave him righteousness and faith like so few in this world, so few in history, so as to get up and follow wherever God leads, to protect Mary, to protect the child Jesus, and to teach him the way of humanity. Today we're looking at the glorious protection we have from God in Mary and Joseph. And we're doing so because we know our enemy is fierce and we have no hope against him by ourselves. But when we embrace the protection that God has given us within our Blessed Mother, within St. Joseph, all of our patron saints and our guardian angels, we are embracing our dignity and our worth in the Father's eyes. Don't let any voice, don't let any power in this world tell you you're worth less than anything than what the Father wants to tell you. Every saint He has risen up is an example and a guide for you. As you launch from Pius here soon, seniors, take that with you. Don't be afraid of what's coming because of the great protector you have. Fly to our Blessed Mother. Fly to her as your mother too, and as the great wall and fortress that she is, and the great leader and example of the church that the church is too. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. With them, with Mary, Joseph, with our Lord, the gates of hell will not prevail against you either, and you will transform the world, but with them, not by yourself. May God bless you, and may the Blessed Mother be with all of us today as we honor and glorify her, but also embrace the dignity and worth we have in our Father's eyes.